It's good you've come. Goodness, cheese, pekat you horn. Thank you all for coming. Anya Kusani, Shawadineki, noble people of the land, ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad you're here. These are the Wrangell JOM Kuzzaplan dancers in Chetquan and Tlingit Head Start. Part of this, we're very happy that we're going to perform a small song for you. This one is called Wu Chi. This is called Let's Work Together, because we have a unity dinner going on here. The boys are going to be hunting. The girls are going to be fishing and picking berries. You can dig tubers or you can shoot geese. The words are Wu Chi, everybody. Wu Chi.
This is Ken Hoyt. I work with the Search Traditional Foods Project, and right now we're celebrating the unity within Wrangell's diverse community, especially the Native heritage, and this is our acknowledgement of November as Native Heritage Month. These are Wrangell blueberries. We still have a lot of Wrangell blueberries. We made berry cup with that. Some of the healthy foods is not necessarily traditional. Is Greek yogurt, fruit salad, and then bananas, apples, oranges. Our people, when they saw fruit for the first time, they named it Tleku Klein, big berries. And then rice, kuh, and whole wheat pasta. One of those tomato sauces has goat, the other one has deer, and then there's Italian sausage and peppers. One is made with moose, one's made with goat, mountain goat, and then that looks like deer stew. That's a whole deer leg. This is seaweed chop suey in the big one. There's brown rice. Those look like deer meatballs. And then there's just a whole bunch of vegetables, a whole bunch of salads, and, of course, a bunch of sockeye.
My name's Tim Gillen, Sr. I'm the president of Wrangell Cooperative Association. It's really something we've been trying to do for a long time. You know, it's just a gathering, which was something that happened quite a bit in the past, but kind of seemed to be dropped over the years, you know. And it's something the Native people have always done. Traditional foods have kind of went by the wayside, you know, and they're a lot better for you than store-bought, or, you know, and it's just, I think it's part of our people, you know, is getting back to the customs and traditions. A whole bunch of them are my grandkids. No, I just love it. I love watching all the dancing and, you know, from the little kids to the grown-ups. So.
Yeah, I'm Sandy Churchill. I'm the lead teacher up at Tlingit and Haida Head Start. And we've been teaching the children cultural songs, traditional Native songs. And tonight we performed the paddling in song. And then we did a girls' and a boys' lullaby. And then we paddled back off stage. Oh, they are so cute. They're 3 and 4 years old. And so they've got their little vests on, or a couple of them have tunics. And so the boys are wearing tunics and the girls are wearing vests. Well, we're just planting that seed, and we want them to grow into their culture, being proud of what they've, where they've come from, where they're going. And it's really important to get those roots started.
My name is Dixie Hutchinson. I'm from Wrangell, but I live in Juneau now. That was the exciting part for me this evening, was to see so many young people wanting to be part of the singing and dancing. When I was growing up and learning from Auntie Marge, it didn't seem like we had that many young children here participating. So I think through the Head Start program and the Johnson O'Malley program run by Virginia, I think all of that's contributing to all of these kids wanting to be part of their culture or learn about another culture that they're not from. So that's very exciting. That's when their minds are very open to new ideas, and they're not you know, by the time they get to middle school, I think their minds are made up or they have a lot more influence in there. And so if we can help them learn about who they are and they have that connection through middle school and through high school, they'll continue to have it.